Australia's foreign minister says Myanmar should allow an independent investigation into the ethnic cleansing of Rohingya Muslims before beginning to send back those Rohingyas who fled to Bangladesh. Australia's announced it will give an extra $15 million in aid, which will help feed, shelter and counsel the almost 700,000 Rohingyas in the Bangladesh refugee camps. The comments come as a team from the United Nations Security Council visited the camps yesterday and will fly to Myanmar today to meet with leader Aung San Suu Kyi. Southeast Asia correspondent Liam Cochrane reports from Bangkok.
15 members of the United Nations Security Council spent Sunday in Bangladesh, seeing firsthand the sprawling camps for displaced Rohingya Muslims. Bangladesh is one of Asia's poorest countries, but it's opened its borders to the Rohingyas who fled what the UN has called textbook ethnic cleansing in Myanmar. Rohingya refugee Noor Ahmed is one of almost 700,000 people in the camps.
We welcome the members of the UN Security Council here. We demand that they ensure our citizenship. We must be guaranteed human rights. Without these guarantees, it is not possible for us to go back.
Australia's Foreign Minister Julie Bishop agrees.
As much as I would like to encourage the Rohingyas to return home, they must have a safe and secure place to which they can return. And I don't believe that Myanmar has yet been able to provide credible evidence that that would be available to them.
Myanmar insists it's ready to take back the Rohingyas who fled, but the full extent of the killing, rape and arson in northern Rakhine State is still unclear. De facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi has blocked access to a UN investigation team. Journalists are forbidden to go to the conflict area except on trips carefully stage-managed by the government. Julie Bishop says Myanmar must allow investigators in.
As far as repatriation is concerned, I believe there has to be a full and thorough and credible independent investigation to ensure that it is safe for the Rohingyas to return home.
In August, an attack on police posts by Rohingya militants sparked a scorched earth campaign, with the Myanmar security forces and Buddhist vigilantes burning down Muslim villages and selling their livestock. For most Rohingyas, there is simply no home to go back to. For now, they're stuck in Bangladesh, completely dependent on foreign aid. Their flimsy shelters, made from plastic sheets and hastily dug sanitation systems, are about to be tested by the monsoon. Here's Julie Bishop.
I had a meeting with Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina in Sydney last weekend. She raised specifically her concerns about the upcoming monsoon season, hence the funding that we provided to support preparations for this monsoon season.
Ms. Bishop says Australia will give an extra $15 million in aid.
It will be for food, shelter and health services in the lead up to the monsoon season. Rice for 700,000 people, some high nutrient porridge for children.
The new pledge brings the total amount of Australian aid to $46 million. But Canberra has chosen not to suspend its military cooperation with the Myanmar army, the ones accused of carrying out this ethnic cleansing. This is Liam Cochrane in Bangkok reporting for AM.